Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 3 Pick'em Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get in the action with MyBookie.com. Bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere at MyBookie.com. I've taken a lot of our money in the NFL this year, D'Anthony. Mm. A lot. My God, man. We'll start with the winners, like we always do every week. Game one, Thursday night games have been on fire. 2-0 in those.
Yeah.
That was -4 for the Chiefs last week. I teased that up for the Chargers, and I also teased the over down. Backdoor cover out of Herbert, which I love, ended up throwing a touchdown at the end of the game and had to get through broken ribs and 2 fourth downs to do it. Ended up hitting the over and also covered the spread on that. A lot of people were unhappy. Not this guy. Thank you, Justin Herbert. But it was a great game by the Chiefs. Truthfully, this game wasn't as close as the score indicates.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs look really fucking good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't honestly. It was kind of irritating that they let off the gas a little bit, especially against a team that has a top three defense and Justin Herbert with some offensive weapons. I would have liked to have seen them keep going, to be honest. But
it was the same thing, though. It was like they just turned it on at the end, and then boom, they picked it up.
I mean,
Herbert threw that pick six that pretty much changed the game.
He did. Yeah.
The Chargers outplayed them pretty much for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah, I agree.
It's tough to say with these guys, because again, when you slip into this Warriors mentality and you're just kind of giving up, and then at the end you turn it on and just blow them out. Like, because look, the Chargers came back and scored that touchdown at the end. It was like a minute left in that game. Otherwise, it was 27-17 at the end of it.
Yeah, but they were winning the entire game.
But they needed two scores to come back at the end of the fourth quarter.
Throws that pick six, and then he like breaks his rib or whatever, that
cartilage. Yeah,
cartilage in his body, and he was just like throwing and clearly like limping around the
yeah he looked game. Like Baker Mayfield in the last third of last season.
He did, but there was two passes at the end of the game that were probably the best passes I've seen all season on broken ribs. That kid is fucking amazing, dude.
After he couldn't run like 1 yard for a first down.
No, I mean, do you see the play where he just threw it in the ground? He couldn't even throw the ball either, and then all of a sudden he's just dropping dimes. Like,
well, it's one of those things where you take a deep breath, get yourself ready for the pain you're about to feel. But I understand not running, because then you're going to get hit again, and maybe you're out of the game at that point.
Nobody was around him, though. He could have literally picked up the first down on 3rd and 1.
He could have, but
just,
he
slid down.
But like Dan said, he didn't want to run,
or maybe he didn't even want to slide.
I don't think he wanted to slide. That's what it looked like to me.
And then the pass he throws on 4th and 1 is like 20 yards downfield with like double coverage.
It was unbelievable.
With precision and accuracy.
Yes, that was the best pass I've seen all season.
It was, but it was incredibly dumb.
Well, you're down by 10. What else are you going to do? It's 4th down.
Yeah.
Well, so, one.
It is, but you're going to lose anyways. So you have to do it. I don't really give a shit. They were down by 10. Great game. Chiefs look fucking great again. They're 2-0 to start the season. And, you know, it's still their division, dude. We wondered before the season started whether or not all these guys could compete. Raiders with Davante Adams and those guys. And then the Chargers with some new defensive superstars on this team, and it still looks like the Chiefs division. Next up, the Jets, Browns. The reason I'm bringing this game up, it's a dog shit game. Both these teams are dog shit. They'll probably not make the playoffs. Nick Chubb, who's on my fantasy football team, had 3 touchdowns, and he said, "I'm sorry for losing the game after scoring a touchdown with 2 minutes left." It's what a leader does, but there's no reason to say you're sorry. That puts you up by 2 scores.
I mean, it is what it is.
With 2 minutes left.
I don't know if you watched the broadcast, or at least the clips from it last night, of the Yankees game where Judge hit home run number 60.
Mm-hmm.
But he was more excited about the Stanton walk-off grand slam than he was about him literally making history.
Yeah.
He was excited more about the team win for one game than he was about the history that he personally just made. That's also what a leader does. The Yankees would be fucking crazy to not give that man whatever the fuck he wants.
I agree.
If he wants a piece of the franchise, you give it to him.
Yeah.
To be honest, anyways.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I agree. Nick Chubb is a fucking excellent football player and a value add to any team he's on.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that he's stuck in Cleveland now. But, you know, it'll turn around later.
When Watson comes back, like
next
I'm
year,
sure.
Next
yeah.
year will be a pretty good season.
I agree. And we'll see if Kareem Hunt can stick around. But, yeah, Nick Chubb. He only had 17 carries. He had 3 touchdowns in this game. From a fantasy perspective,
I don't think Hunt's coming back.
I don't either. He wanted traded before the season started.
They'll probably draft another running back or something like that in the second round this year.
Yeah,
that'd be my guess.
Lions, Commanders, who cares? Neither of these teams are any good, so who really gives a shit unless you're gambling on them? Yep. Buccaneers, Saints. This game was frustrating in so many levels. Not because I just bet the over. Because I don't know what this team is for the Buccaneers. We know what the Saints are. It's Jameis Winston. I don't think he's ever going to be great. I don't know that he'll ever win more than one playoff game his entire career.
He's Russell Westbrook of football, kind of. Right?
Yeah. He's there. He's good. He's good enough.
He'll put up a lot of stats, but it's not a winning personality, I don't think.
No.
Honestly.
And Brady keeps on winning. You know, Julio Jones was out again. Godwin was out.
Yeah, this is one of the worst performances of Brady's career.
Oh yeah.
Like it's 52% maybe.
Yeah.
Passer rating, not a lot of yards. But you know, sometimes it's like that. He doesn't have anybody to throw to now, especially Evans being out this week. It's going to be a big problem.
They signed Cole Beasley, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, but
how desperate they are.
But Cole Beasley is a slot receiver, just like their other top receiver, other than Godwin and fucking Evans, which is Scotty Miller, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that you can win with 2 slot receivers unless you have a punishing ground game. And look, Leonard Fournette's had a pretty slow start so far. Looked good in week one, did not look good against the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints have a decent defense, but you know, and when you stack the box because you're missing receivers, it is what it is. But Brady's still 2-0.
Yeah.
He's played 2 not so great games against Dallas and the Saints, and he's still 2-0. So those guys are still at the top of that division. Next up, Panthers, Giants. Who cares?
Yep.
Giants are 2-0. I don't care. And no, I'm not going to say they're back or I believe in them. Sure don't. Daniel Jones threw for 176 yards in this game.
And Saquon Barkley, 21 carries for 72 yards. Not good enough.
No. Patriots, Steelers. Patriots grinded this win out. This is going to be this Patriots team all season long. Steelers got a lot of injuries. They still don't have a quarterback, in my opinion. This was an awful game. Glad I didn't have to watch it.
Mm.
Really, really grateful for that. But we'll see who these guys are on Thursday night with the Steelers.
Yeah, it doesn't look like, honestly, like Najee Harris is 100% right now. And that's the only offensive weapon they really have.
Right. So. And he was supposed to be the guy. I mean, in fantasy football, he was going top 6-7 in our leagues, which is what he should have gone because they should be feeding him the ball all game long. But not doing it this year. Colts versus Jaguars. Man. There was a Drinking Bro listener who hit me up last night on sports. Go to Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. It's free. All we do is talk shit. Just don't be an asshole about it. He was asking me about the offensive line conversation that we keep having on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, how do you describe Matt Ryan this year? And here's what I told him. Matt Ryan is 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in a new system. Neither of those are great. And he took a lot of hits in Atlanta. He looks terrible. I mean, they didn't even score 1 point against the Jaguars.
Yeah, and you're taking his best receivers off the field. It's not a good situation. He's probably got 2 or 3 more shitty games like this in him before they actually get into a rhythm. So I don't know if they're going to be able to salvage the season. You can't come out like 2-4. I don't think they're going to be able to make it to the playoffs.
Well, they're 0-1-1, and I think they play the Chiefs this week. Yeah. So that's 0-2-1, in my opinion. We'll find out. Dolphins-Ravens. Is Tua for real? Look, I saw a crazy stat this morning where they said Tua is 9-1 in his last 10 games. Is that true?
I believe so, yeah. And I'll take this back to even preseason, where the question isn't, is Tua the best quarterback in the league, or do I think he's a great quarterback in the traditional sense? The question is, if the Dolphins can move the pocket around and he can throw quick passes to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, can they win? Fuck yes, they can win.
Yeah.
Because those are two of the best receivers and the fastest motherfuckers on earth, by the way.
It's weird. It's almost like they brought him back to Alabama and then they just gave him a bunch of five-star receivers, and anybody could probably be good in that system, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And if you're a Dolphins fan, you got to be excited about it.
Well, if you're the opposing defense, you've got to find a way to keep him in the box, right? I don't know how you do that necessarily. I don't know enough about football strategy is what I mean. Cause they're, you know, Raheem Mostert's okay. Chase Edmonds is okay, but neither one of them are a fucking game changer.
No, they all have these kind of pickup receiver or running backs where it's like, all right, we picked him up. Great. We'll just throw some bodies in there, but none of them are great.
No, but you have like two guys. I expect every game for Hill and Waddle to both have over 100 yards every game this season.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
And then you have Gesicki, who flies under the radar, but he's probably a top 10 tight end in the league.
Oh, right? yeah.
So it's like, how much of a running game do you need if you can use those check down passes?
I don't know, man. This is a fun team to watch right now. Next up, Falcons, Rams. Look, Falcons are awful. Nothing more to say about that. Rams got a W. They didn't cover the spread, though, in this one. More importantly, their defense gave up 27 points. I know 17 of it came in the seventh quarter. I mean, in the fourth quarter, but not great. If you're the Rams, you're 1-1. So we'll see what happens next week. Seahawks, 49ers. Jimmy G is back, and he's back for the rest of the season. Trey Lance is out with a broken ankle. He will be the quarterback. Do you think this team makes the playoffs now with Jimmy G as the quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And it happened quicker than I thought. I mean, I didn't expect it would be an injury, but I didn't expect Trey Lance to make it to the end of the season.
You did say he'd be replaced, what, week six or seven?
I think I said week five.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But I didn't predict an injury, so.
No, but he's back in there. Smart move by the Niners. Smart move by Jimmy G. I don't know that he would have started anyplace else, even Dallas, because a lot of people were calling for that. It looks like Dak Prescott's going to come back in about 3 weeks, so. He's there. He's the starting quarterback under Shanahan for the rest of the year. Next up, Bengals, Cowboys. Boy, Joe Burrow. Not real sure what to think of Joe Burrow or this offensive line. Was last year just a fluke?
No. He's
a great quarterback.
He's basically on like a fucking high wire at all times trying to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Because he's getting hit from one side or the other. I don't blame any of this on him.
I don't either. The Cowboys, on the other hand, are 1-1.
He's on pace to get sacked 96 times this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what their record for one season is, but it's less than that.
You know, there was a stat that was posted about...
I think it's like 70-something.
And quarterbacks getting sacked in the first 3 years. And, of course, I can't find it. It'd be great if I did, Ross. He is currently on pace to beat the all-time record for sacks, and that's not a record you actually want.
David Carr, 76.
76,
points.
Yeah. David
that is
Carr.
The record?
And that knocked him out of... So he, in well, it wasn't that year, but 2002, David Carr got sacked 76 times, and then 2005, 68 times.
1986, Randall Cunningham was sacked 72 times.
There you go. So Andrew Luck was sacked 76 times in his first 33 games, including the playoffs. David Carr was sacked 101 times in his first 32 games. Jeez. Joe Burrow has been sacked 115 times in his first 32 games, including the playoffs. That is insane. I don't know if he's going to be alive at all, let alone keep winning or try to win there with his team. Strange, but if you're a Cowboys fan, this gives you hope. If you can split, you know, if you can go 2-1 over the next couple games, still in good shape
well,
in
who
that
are they,
division.
Who are they? We'll get into that later.
Yeah. Next up, Texans, Broncos. Bag of who gives a fucks there.
Yep.
Russell Wilson, 219 yards, 14 of 31 in this game. That's not even 50% out of him. Strange. Next up, Cardinals, Raiders. Raiders are the Raiders. Cardinals, still fun to watch. I just don't think they'll ever win a title, but they are fun to watch.
It depends on the week. I mean, it's like week on, week off with Kyler Murray, so he'll probably suck next week. And even if he does string together wins by the back third of the season, mm-hmm. it's fucking game over for him anyway. So
yep.
Who cares?
Bears, Packers. Packers are a running team now. Way to go. Aaron Jones had 132 yards. This was an easy win. I mean, this was 24-7 at halftime in this game. You didn't need to watch the second half. There was only 3 points scored
yeah.
for the Packers.
This was, even this game wasn't as close as it looks.
No.
I mean, that's the Bears are fucking terrible.
Terrible. Next up, Titans versus the Bills. The Bills, man, they look like the best team in the league. Them and the Chiefs right now.
Yeah, I wonder, I was talking to Bob about it earlier. I still wonder about the Bills' run defense, you know.
Well, they shut down Derrick Henry.
Sure, but the Titans suck so badly. Like, they don't have any receivers at all.
Always, right? Always make Ryan Tannehill beat you.
Yeah, for yep. sure. So, I mean, they stacked the box the entire game, and even Derrick Henry. Like, at some point, no matter how big or fast you are, you're going to run into a solid object.
Right.
And if it's seven solid objects that's sitting there waiting for you, it doesn't, like, yeah, you're Hercules, dude, but seven dudes is going to get you. And Tannehill was, what, 11 for 20? It's terrible. And then Malik Willis came in after the game got out of hand. He was only 1 for 4.
Yeah, well, he wasn't great.
But, yeah, Allen looked good, but the Titans are fucking terrible.
Terrible.
That is not a playoff team.
And then, last but not least, the Eagles versus the Vikings. This one cost me some cash, mm-hmm. D'Anthony.
Yeah, I talked myself out of betting the Eagles here.
Man, dude, I don't get it. There was a wide open touchdown on the first drive that homeboy dropped there. It wasn't Justin Jefferson. It was the no-name dude for the Vikings. More importantly, though, Jalen Hurts has this offense rolling right now. Yeah, I was waiting for it. They're not going to win a title with this guy, but he looks pretty fucking good right now. And we'll see. If you're an Eagles fan, everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl.
I think the Eagles are one additional running back away. Like, I think you need a really strong,
a bigger guy,
like a
yeah.
third down yeah. back. Like that, I honestly, a third down back and a fucking number two receiver, and they're probably a title contender in my opinion, because that defense is pretty good.
It'll depend on Jalen Hurts in the playoffs, and to the playoffs last year, yeah. I don't think they scored a point.
He's not making a lot of mistakes.
Not right now.
So
not
that's, right now. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, this team. Look, you got AJ Brown and you got Devonta Smith. Like it's the same thing as Miami Dolphins.
You don't believe in Trey Sermon?
Trey Sermon, look, he was at Ohio State for 1 year. He was pretty fucking good. Broke his collarbone. Played two of the national championship. And I don't know. I don't know what he could have done.
He's doing pretty well this season.
Is he really? What are his stats?
Right now, Trey Sermon is 41 carries for 167 yards, 4.1 average, and a touchdown.
That's not bad. So he was cut by the 49ers. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Before the season started. I didn't know where he got picked up, to be honest with you.
And then Miles Sanders is averaging 5.9 yards per carry.
So Sermon was really fucking good the last season of the Buckeyes, and then he broke his collarbone, play two. And it fucked us. We were already out 13 kids with COVID for that fucking game. And then he was on a tear. I think he was averaging 300 yards a game rushing in the last three games. I mean, it was nuts what he was doing. So, yeah, the talent is there. We'll see. Shit. If that's their backup guy, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe. I'm thinking a big guy.
Like a Mike Davis, somebody like that?
Somebody. Yeah. I mean, you need that.
A bruiser?
Well, look, I mean,
let's get Mike Allstott out of retirement.
I guess it depends.
215, like how big do you want?
Bigger than that.
Bigger. Yeah, like a nice 230, 235 yeah. guy to really go up the middle on third and short would be great.
But, you know, if they run a split back with those two guys at any point, and, you know, they both catch the ball pretty well as well.
And Jalen Hurts can also run. So, yeah. Look.
But I just think a third down back is pretty important.
Yeah.
For a team like with Jalen Hurts, who, like, if it comes down to a game changing play and it's fourth and two, I want to have the option to send a bruiser through that and not just rely on Jalen Hurts
right.
hitting a guy on an out or whatever, right?
Right. But I will say this: if I'm going top four teams in the league right now, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, and Dolphins, and I'm watching them every Sunday, no matter what. Like those are the teams I'm going to, just because they're the most exciting to watch.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the Eagles and their fans.
For now.
For now. It's real fun for now.
I hope it continues.
That's all we want.
Fucking Eagles and the Link is a super fun place when they're winning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually bars around the stadium, unlike Miami. Looking at you, Dolphins fans. And there is not anything for fucking miles around that goddamn place.
I mean, you just got to bring your own cocaine to the game.
Pretty much. Pretty much. There's some games they'll just give it out to you. Yeah. You know? But it's got to be under 80.
Well, they shoot it out of those t-shirt cannons. Just
and then a baggie of Coke comes out with the t-shirt. It's great.
If that were the case, I would go to every single game.
Everybody would.
Yeah.
Before we hop into next week's games, once again, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Double your deposits up to $1,000, your first deposits, with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. All the odds we read today will be off MyBookie.com. Let's start with the Thursday night game on Prime Video. That's what they're calling it now. Fun fact about Bezos. He said it did great. The ratings were great. However, he wouldn't release them, which I always find odd. I have no doubt that people found the game. It was easy for me to find the game. I wasn't amped about it. But I found the game. Herb Street was really fucking good with Al Michaels, and Fitzpatrick was good. It's a great team they've assembled. A lot of people bitched about for the last couple weeks about trying to time up the sync. I didn't have those issues. Maybe they did on certain sites, but it was fine for me.
About 70% of U.S. adults have Amazon Prime already.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not more.
It's 153 million people.
Just because of shipping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody should have it for free anyway.
So it's...
Apple doesn't have that.
This is... I don't know how much money Amazon spent buying this, like buying the rights to these games, but it was probably worth it, to be honest.
I think it might have been $2 billion a year with a B, I think.
Whatever it was. I don't know what so you would do something like, there's obviously the sponsorship dollars that you get from the broadcast, but there's also the average annual value of an Amazon Prime customer. Once they have Prime, they're going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So let's say the average household spends $500 a year, which I think is probably low, to be honest, on Amazon. But then you would take the total amount of new subscribers, multiply it by $500, and that's the amount of money that would be your ROI, right?
Right.
If it's $2 billion. I don't know. I feel like if you get, 10 or 15 more million subscribers out of this, is that really worth it? Maybe.
I think so. Look, the ratings for the NFL this season in particular have been through the goddamn roof. Anything NFL related is a smart, safe bet at this point. Even the Monday night game. So I figured out the doubleheader thing, by the way. Usually I have the inside on that. So I had a call out for this one, and I was like, hey, dude, what's the fucking story? And why was it an hour and a half apart? So... obviously, Disney owns ABC, and they also own Fox now and everything else. They wanted to switch out Dancing with the Stars and put that on streaming. So that is no longer on television anymore. They wanted to replace it with the NFL. That helped their customers push all of them over to Disney Plus for Dancing with the Stars, start to get them used to that. And then they ate up that other time slot and bought it out. I guess Dancing with the Stars is that huge. I mean... seems crazy to me, but it is G-rated. Nobody swears in it or anything. So.
Hosted by Alfonso Ribeiro?
Sure is.
Come on, man. Yeah. Carlton?
Sure is. They got Tyra Banks in there.
So,
I forget who the other one is. That Derek Huff kid, I think.
So it's $1 billion per year, right?
For the Amazon deal?
For the Amazon deal. And the average Amazon Prime customer spends $1,400 per year, which means they only have to pick up 715,000 new subscribers to pay for that deal.
Oh, you're good.
So if you pick up like, this is a very good deal for Amazon, obviously. That's not even including the sponsor dollars that they're making on the back end.
Triple that amount has crossed the border illegally this year. So you're fine, dude. You're good. That's a great deal for them. Bezos was there too. He was at the game. Mm-hmm. He was just sitting in the box on just the 50.
Flexing the whole time.
Yeah, dude. That HGH.
Why
dog.
Hasn't he bought a team?
You know, there's one available as of today.
Yeah, why hasn't Elon...
Go on, buy the Suns today. They're up for sale.
Why isn't Elon Musk... It would be really funny if Elon Musk bought the Suns and just started a rivalry with Mark Cuban. Just started talking shit awesome. All the time. That would be really fun.
Suns are
the way,
for sale.
The Suns are a franchise that are ready to win right now, too.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, young team. Once Chris Paul retires, too, you can replace him. It's a great investment. Somebody's going to get him. If you're out there, Elon... Give him a shot.
What if Donald Sterling buys him?
Could you imagine?
He just shows back up and starts saying the N-word again.
Or him and Sarver just started another league where it's mandatory that you say that word.
It's like only white supremacist basketball players.
First up this week on Amazon Prime, the Steelers at the Browns. This is Cleveland, -4.5. Who you got?
The Steelers can't score. Like, they honestly... And the Browns' defense is going to be pretty good in this game. Yep. So, what I'll probably do is tease the under down to 32.5.
Is it that low? Yeah, it is.
It's 38.5,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, that's probably what I'm going to do in this game. I don't know who will win, though. I think both of these teams fucking stink.
So, you're taking the over 32.5?
Yeah. Okay. But I think they'll hit that. Well, actually, you know, I might not do that. I might.
No, you know what I did last week with this with the Browns and Jets? I was able to tease it down to 31.5.
I might take it up then.
And take the under?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if 45.5, you're safe.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I think you're safe on that one.
But I don't think they're going to score 38.5, to be honest.
I don't either.
Like, this is a two teams scoring in the teens game.
This might be 17-13 game.
Can you take a first half under? I wonder if things just get really gross in the first half.
Yeah, they usually offer that.
Yeah.
I'll look game day for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they usually do offer that. This 4.5, gross. God, this is a gross game. I mean, it's fun as a rivalry, but from a gambling perspective, -4.5 here. What do you do? Because there's part of me that at looking at 31.5, that's hard to walk away from. It's a 17-14 game, essentially. Hal, you're still a half a point under, I guess, on that. Fuck, dude. Oh, this one pains my soul, but I know I'm going to bet it. I'm going to take Cleveland in this one straight up at 4.5.
I mean, the Steelers can't score.
I know.
So.
And at least the Brown, like, Brissett can move the ball. He can at least move the ball down the field. And you got Nick Chubb, you got Kareem Hunt. I think they probably win by 7 in this game.
Steelers, it's hard to say how they looked without Watt also, because the Patriots offense is bullshit as well.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to gauge any of that stuff.
I don't either. Tough one. But if you're going to the game, tickets are as low as $100 on drinkingbrostickets.com. Next up, we got the Texans against the Bears.
Oof.
Is there a game where the Supreme Court would rule that it was against the law to play?
Bob, can you look? Supreme
Court recently ruled that everything has to live, no matter how much of an abomination it is. Okay. So, yes.
Got it.
Abort this game.
All right.
Nope. Yeah, but are any of my rights being violated by this game happening?
That's true.
That's what you need to ask yourself.
Right? Yeah.
And then I know RBG had left something on her deathbed about this game.
We have the right to the pursuit of life, or we have the right to the life, pursuit of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So this is interrupting my happiness.
It is.
You can sue for that, right? Like a disruption of happiness or some stupid shit like that?
I think you can, Bob.
So by the way, the reason that Urlacher's not on the show today is because he's in Chicago.
He's going to the game.
Hopefully he's going to play, because otherwise they're fucked. Jesus Christ.
This is Bears -2.5. Why? Whenever you put a spread like that, that just means you're sitting there tossing coins, trying to figure out who's going
to
win this.
And to be honest, David Mills might show up and throw it. I have no idea.
David Mills' numbers for the year, 42-75. 417 yards.
Montgomery's actually looking pretty good for the Bears. So
Delco loves him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good running back. If you want to take we'll look game day and see what the props are on the players, but there's no fucking way I'm betting this game.
No, I love Davis Mills.
I know you do.
Yeah. Also, revenge game for Lovey.
That's true.
Come on, dude.
That's true, yeah.
We're not doing that.
He never got a fair shake in Chicago.
Right to bear arms.
Look, man. Different sport, but Bobby Petrino almost pulled off his revenge game. Sure this is did. The season of revenge right now.
He sure did. Now, yeah, if his spread was higher, sure.
You said almost, right?
Yeah. Didn't
almost.
Do it.
Yeah,
didn't do
all
it.
All right, so let's move on.
Didn't do it, yeah. Not betting this one. Have fun if you are at home. You're probably a Bears fan. There is no Texans fans. That doesn't exist. Next up, Raiders against the Titans.
We should just go to this game.
Well, we were offered tickets.
If somebody gave them to us for free and then also paid us, then I might consider it. This is fucking bullshit.
I would need an appearance fee for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Las Vegas -2. Both teams are 0-2.
How can you have Josh Jacobs and Davante Adams on your team and still be 0-2?
I don't know. Darren Waller's great.
Darren Waller, yeah. David Carr is a fucking joke. Derek Carr. Just fucking, come on, man. Just retire. Go into male modeling and show off your fucking cute eyelashes.
He's nice. He's a nice looking guy.
Derek Carr is fine.
No, he's not.
No, yeah, he
was. David was the pimp in that family, and he got ruined.
It's literally like everyone likes three quarterbacks, and everybody else sucks. So like Derek Carr is somewhere in that like 7-10 range, so he sucks.
Has he won a playoff game?
No.
You think he's top 10?
Yeah, Derek Carr is a top 10 quarterback.
I would rather have Tebow over Carr. I'm not kidding. Tebow won a playoff game. This guy never has.
Tebow didn't win the playoff.
Tebow sure smoked did. Troy Polamalu and won a playoff
sure
game.
Sure did. He threw a fucking 80-yard dart, dude, to win.
He threw a 5-yard slant that went to the house.
It was 50
yards.
80
yards, dude. Look up the fucking stat, Bob. I believe it was an 80-yard touchdown. That's what it says in the books.
That's how it's written down in history.
Sure is. 80-yard touchdown, Tim motherfucking Tebow.
4 yards in the air.
Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller, and you're 0-2.
That's crazy.
So and it's the Chargers I get. That's a tough game, great defense, whatever. You played the Cardinals, and you still stunk.
Yep.
So fuck off.
Yeah. I'm going to go Raiders on this one. I will bet this game. I don't think they can go 0-3 with that offense that you just mentioned. Like, that would be nuts.
I mean, the Titans are fucking even worse.
How's the Raiders' run defense, I guess? Because you could just give it to Derrick Henry all game.
You could if fucking Tannehill could complete passes and had receivers to throw to, but he doesn't. It's the same thing that happened last week.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills are quite a bit better, obviously, than the Raiders, but if you can stack the box, I don't give a fuck how good your running back is.
Yeah.
If you can't complete passes, he's fucked.
I'm going with the Raiders in this game, and I think they get off the schneid.
I'm not betting this. This is ugly.
I am. I don't want to go to this game, though. I'm not kidding. I would rather sleep in.
Yeah.
That is fucking awful. So is that stadium, by the way. When are they getting a new stadium? Every fucking inch of that stadium, including club tickets, are in the goddamn sunshine.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
Here's the thing, though. Most NFL stadiums suck. Like most NFL stadiums are lame. Actually, most football stadiums.
No. So, all right. Falcon Stadium, great. The new Rams Stadium, great. The Link, great.
Mercedes-Benz
Stadium
and
the Falcons.
Is pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. New Orleans is great. We love going there. Yeah. Jerry World is great. Chiefs Stadium, great.
You think Jerry World's that great? I agree. Arrowhead's fantastic.
Arrowhead's great.
One of the few. Arrowhead and maybe like Lambeau. But
Lambeau.
Like, Jerry World.
I've been
What's your problem with Jerry World?
Jerry World's. Yeah. Just an abomination.
It's just
why
they're all just like these sterile malls. Like it's just none of it. There's not a lot of like energy in the buildings.
Yeah. Have you ever sat field level though at one of those things like with the players? That's a pretty cool experience, and not a lot of people offer that.
Yeah, man. Sorry, I haven't sat in the field. No,
it's awesome.
Sure it is.
No, but there's
afforded field tickets for the Dallas Cowboys.
There's box tickets that aren't that expensive.
Yeah, they're not that expensive.
Where even for the Rangers game, they built the new Rangers stadium the same way. You're like at field level.
Yeah,
looking
I've
at
done
glass.
That.
They're not expensive.
Kauffman in Kansas City's had that for it. I've sat field level seats there, which actually it's fun because it's a suite. You get to get wasted and shit. But like,
you can't see shit.
Yeah, I can't see what's going on.
Yes. Building off Rob's original point, though, Cowboys Stadium is like going to Mall of America.
I'm fine with that. I've got kids. Like, they like to run around, throw shit, look at a huge screen all day.
It's a football stadium in Texas. It is a cathedral to excess. That's the whole point.
Yes, dude. And the bars underground, the DraftKings bars.
I've been to the Mall of America. I would go there any day of the week.
I wouldn't say a cathedral. So a cathedral, I guess that fits the bill if it's like a Texas church because it's not Catholic. So
yeah,
it's not nice.
It's not a cathedral. It's a mega church.
It's an Osteen church. That's
I'm fine.
With
that. Maybe I'll dig into the wall and find $150,000 in cash.
Exactly.
Bundled.
Exactly.
Manicured and bundled.
Now, if you want to go over shitty stadiums, because I think Dan and I have been to every stadium pretty much in America. I haven't been to Seattle.
To, yeah, but I haven't been to the new Raider Stadium yet.
Oh, yeah, we haven't either because of COVID.
And I haven't been to SoFi COVID, yeah. either.
I've been to SoFi. SoFi's fine. It's the same. It's very similar to the Falcons Stadium. We got the whole thing that goes around. That's fun. Cleveland Browns Stadium sucks. The Bengals Stadium sucks. The new one, all right, Miami. You want to talk about a new stadium that sucks?
Hard Rock. They're renovations, right? It's not even a new stadium. I do agree, it sucks.
It sucks.
It's not good, but they just like added renovations that didn't really do anything.
Yeah, it's strange because it looks new, but it's not new, and the seats are kind of far back from the field. I'm not a fan of that stadium. But I'd say it's 50-50.
I have to imagine another new stadium that sucks is MetLife.
Not been there.
Jersey.
Yeah, where the Giants and Jets play.
Oh, yeah, the Meadowlands. We've been there. That stadium sucks. Yeah.
It's not good. Actually, the best time we had was slamming beers out in the parking lot with Post Malone. To be honest. I didn't pay much attention to the game. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's part of his Bud Light sponsorship, but every time somebody needed a beer, somebody just magically showed up with a Bud Light that was cold.
Everywhere.
I don't know where
we went.
We were standing in the middle of the parking lot. Yeah. It's not like we were inside even.
I used to do Bud Light events as like a journalist for TFM and shit like that. There's no company on earth that does the events better than that. You constantly have a beer in your hand. And yes, there are handlers.
Really terrible new stadiums, San Francisco.
Yep.
That's too far.
Even inside, Levi's is just dumb.
It sucks, man. I helped. I was working. I was doing security contracting there when they built it. Was that 2015, 2014, maybe? And we helped design some of the security plans, especially for the first responders to get in and out of there. Mm-hmm. That place fucking sucks.
It's middle of nowhere.
It sucks. It's Dublin, in Santa Clara. It's like 45. Best case scenario, it's 45 minutes away from actual San Francisco, which where most of the season tickets are held by companies in San Francisco, right? Yeah. Which means you spend whatever, $200,000 for your box for the year, and then you have to drive these assholes down there.
Oh, it's far.
It's fucking stupid. Nobody. People still go, but even the parking situation, there's like random fucking open fields. It looks like the Sonoma Raceway. Have you ever been up there?
Yeah.
Like the racetrack is over here on the other side. It's just like miles of campers parked everywhere.
It's just
sucks.
One random golf course that you can get a beer at, I guess.
It's fucking terrible, man. I hate that place. And it's
gross.
But you couldn't build on Candlestick. There was no room up there. Taken them three. They would have had to play like Berkeley for 3 years or some shit, which they did for 1 year, didn't they?
Fuck it. But that's a better, at the end of the day, that's a better option, but these people don't fucking care.
I agree, but it was about money at that point. Yeah. The city of Santa Clara paid for some of the stadium. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, at least, you know, like when the Braves moved out of Atlanta, it was to where most of their season ticket holders were.
Yeah.
Like Cobb County.
That makes sense. And also away from, you know, all the gunfights.
Yeah.
Which is also nice.
And that's important. And Bob, to button up your Bud Light comments, when Dan and I were drinking for hours with Post Malone, we had other drinks there. Their handlers took them away and replaced all of them with Budweiser just in case there was a photo taken, which there was. There was a shit ton. I mean, there was probably 800 photos taken.
Yeah. But we weren't doing anything promotionally. We were just standing
there. We were just hanging out, and they replaced all of our drinks with Bud Light. Not that I was pissed off about it at all.
Well, when you're
just a classy organization. All right.
When you're 8 drinks deep and somebody comes and hands you a colder one than you're holding, you're
all
right,
you don't
cool,
care. It's all right, great.
I just assumed there were roofies in there, but joke's on them. I'm immune.
Exactly. And if you're out there and you're watching Budweiser, we would love for you to buy Hard AF Seltzer. Brother, we'd love to be part of the fam. Let's go. Big fan of what you guys do. Next up, we got the Chiefs against the Colts. I do not understand the spread, and I'm going all in on this. This is KC -6.5. Why?
Chiefs run defense is a little soft. I'll give them that.
Okay.
But the same thing that's going on with the Titans this year so far and their struggles, the Colts haven't been able to put. I think Pittman's still going to be out so far as we know, right? I haven't seen any evidence that he's coming back. He's still banged up. And if it's a new quarterback, new system, older guy without his top weapon, are the Chiefs, I know they have a soft run defense, but are they just going to stack the box and try to dare Matt Ryan to fucking win the game? Because if so, if they get into a shootout, even then the Chiefs are still on the winning side of that, right? I don't get it either, but take it down to 0.5. Why not? Because the Chiefs are not losing this fucking game.
No, I'm in on the Chiefs. I love this spread, and I'm a huge fan of it.
You probably don't need to take it, but if you take the 6.5 and then put the 0.5 in a teaser package.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's the one you're going to be sweating at the end of the
day. No, me neither. Me neither. Watch, this is the one game that the Chiefs don't show up for. They do it every year for about 4 or 5 times a year. Next up, this is the game of the week. In my opinion, this is Bills-Dolphins. Two offenses that are rolling, both 2-0. Big boy spread on this one, which is shocking. This is Bills -6, and this is in Miami.
Yep.
It's hard to play down there. It's fucking hot. This game's a 1 o'clock game. It's going to be 87 degrees at kickoff. It's going to be muggy. There's storms earlier in the day. People always have fucking problems down there, especially teams from up north.
Yeah.
So this feels like a trap game. Here's what I'm going to do with it, at least. I'm going to take, first of all, the over-under is 52. So I'm going to drop that 7 down to 45, and I'm going to take the Dolphins +7 on the other side of this spread and take this up to 13 for the Dolphins. I think this is probably a one-score game, and the Dolphins could also win this game. So at 13, I think you're safe in that one. And 45 for these two teams with these high-powered offenses, they've got to hit that.
I'm taking Bills -6 on this.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. You think they're that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the Bills are great. It's just a tough place to play.
Well, I think they have probably the best pass rush in the league now, right? Now,
it's pretty good.
Especially now that Von Miller's on that team. Yeah. They had the top five pass rush for like the past 6 seasons, and they added Von Miller. And that's the thing that Miami hasn't run into yet this year. And I don't think that their run game is good enough to combat that, frankly. So I think the Bills are going to have I think it's a touchdown.
A lot of blitzes.
Touchdown plus, yeah.
All right. I'm going to tease this up and go +13 for the Dolphins. I'm going to hit that over under at 45 and a teaser in this one. And take that at 7. Next up is Lions against the Vikings. Oof. -6 in this one from Minnesota.
That's a lock.
I think
this is a fucking middle of the day game. It probably won't even be televised. No. Kirk Cousins will throw 8 touchdowns in this game.
As long as it doesn't matter.
No, he's like, it's like quantum physics with him. You can't tell how the location of something and how fast it's moving at both. You can only tell one or the other. And yeah. If you look at it, then you don't know where it is anymore. Like, it's fucking stupid. He's, if any eyeballs, any pressure on this guy at all, he fucking crumbles.
Well, this game will be under an invisible cloak.
Yep.
So
nobody will be paying attention to this. The only people that are even going to see this game, because Packers territory is in between these two, uh-huh. right? It's like Vikings here, and they have Northwest Wisconsin as well.
Yeah.
But then all the rest of Wisconsin is fucking Green Bay, and then Detroit is right over here. So it's only those two small TV markets that are even going to see this fucking game.
Oh, yeah. Look, unless you're at it, I don't think you'll see this game.
Yeah,
you might see the highlights later.
And you shouldn't. Well, I guess the Packers game is later, so maybe the Fox will play the game in that region still. But
maybe. I'll take Minnesota in this one as well. I'm not amped about it. Tickets are $33 on drinkingbrostickets.com, so even people in Minnesota aren't amped about this game. Next up, we got the Ravens against the Patriots. Baltimore -3. Help me out with this.
Fuck
spread.
Off.
I don't understand it.
No, Ravens -3.
All day.
Yeah.
All day long on this. Why? I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm trying to figure something out. If there's injuries, no. I mean, Dobbins is still out. J.K. Dobbins is still out, but that doesn't really matter. They've got Mark Andrews, who's on a fucking roll there.
To be honest, if the Patriots score more than like 15 points, I would be shocked.
Same.
And I expect Baltimore to probably score 30 in this game.
Yeah, this does not make sense. I'm all in on this one. If you want to take it down a half a point, just in case, fine. But I don't understand this spread, and I love the Ravens in this one. This will be in all my teasers as well across the board. Look for those cards in Drinking Bros Sports. Post them the day before, or usually the morning of, depending upon how hungover we are. Next up, Bengals against the Jets. Cincinnati -5 in this one. Flacco's back, dude.
No.
Flacco he's an elite quarterback, is what they're saying. Elite quarterback. He's thrown 103 passes in 2 games so far.
Good for him.
That is fucking insane. Bengals can't start 0-3, right?
Maybe, but I'm not betting on them until they show they can keep their quarterback upright. I don't give a shit who they're playing against.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I'm not going to touch this game. I don't know. You know who looked great, too, was Garrett Wilson last week. He looks like a fucking superstar. We'll see if it's a fluke going into this one because he's got Flacco thrown to him. But shit, so far so good there. He's a rookie, and he looks great. Yeah, I'm not going to touch this until we see what happens to this O-line for the Bengals. I'm with you. Next up, Eagles against the Commanders of Washington. This is at Washington. Philadelphia minus 6.5.
This is a revenge game for Carson Wentz. He's getting revenge on the Philadelphia conspiracy to keep him injured the entire time he was there, I think is what happened. I'm not 100% sure on that.
There it is. There it is. Delco, who do you got in this one? 6.5.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
There
baby.
You go. There you go. I was waiting for
him. Washington.
Six, I was waiting for
him. 6.5 is a lot.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, they're terrible.
6.5 is a good bit, though.
They're terrible. Look, Philadelphia is rolling right now. I mean, absolutely fucking rolling. I'm gonna ride the Eagles on this one. I didn't even really miss last week. I just teased it up so high that I didn't think they'd be able to achieve it, and then they did. Carson Wentz, though, is chucking the ball this year. 87 passes already?
He's having to because they're averaging 3.5 yards per carry as a team.
And they were down 22-0 to the Lions.
Sure were. And then they came back. And lost. And still lost.
By two scores.
Yeah. Yep. They won week one. Who did they beat? It was on in the background.
Jacksonville, they came back.
That's right. Terrible team. So, yeah, I'm taking the Eagles in this one, minus 6.5. I'm good. This will be in a bunch of teasers as well.
Or at least guarantee Eagles first half line, whatever it is. Just take the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving up. The Commanders are in the bottom third of the league in yards allowed, passing yards allowed, and rushing yards allowed. And you've got, like, a pretty dynamic offense in the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think they're kind of putting it together right now, but they can move the ball down the field. On they can run the ball, they can throw the ball right now.
It's fun. It's a fun team.
And their thrower can also run the ball. Yeah. This is going to be a problem for the Commanders.
Yeah, I'm taking Eagles in this one. Next up, Saints against the Panthers. Why does this game exist? This is New Orleans minus 3 in this one. In my opinion, if you're desperate, need cash or something, like, and you need it immediately.
This will be the
way I would bet on this.
This will be the Jameis Winston game that he plays, and everybody's like, "Oh yeah, he's turned it around." He'll throw 4 touchdowns in this game. Probably throw 2 picks as well, but he'll throw 4 touchdowns. They'll win the game, and everybody's like, "Oh, fucking Saints, you're on a roll now." And they'll get fucking hammered the next game.
Serious question for you here. A buddy of mine in the neighborhood asked this about Baker Mayfield. Do you think he plays anymore after this season?
Yeah, it's so rare that somebody can even be a competent NFL quarterback. And regardless of what you have to say about him, he is a competent NFL quarterback. He's not going to win titles and shit, but he can play. He could be a backup anywhere.
He is, but let me bring up this example. And here's the only reason I say this. You got Brady Quinn, who is almost identical to the career that Baker Mayfield had, where he went the full 5 years on his contract, went one more season somewhere, and then took the booth job, which turned out to be unbelievably lucrative for him. Why not do it if you're Baker? I'm sure they're coming after him already to be a commentator on TV, right?
So Tyrod Taylor is making $5.5 million to be the backup for the New York Giants.
And he's suing, by the way. Suing the team doctor.
He's suing the Chargers doctor for stabbing him in the lungs. Yeah.
Case Keenum makes $6 million. Teddy Bridgewater, $6.5 million. Brady Quinn, doing Fox TV, makes $715,000.
I think that Baker probably plays like 4 or 5 more years before he goes.
So take that money.
It's just free money. And he's having fun even. I mean, I don't know if he's actually having fun. He hates losing, but.
So where did that big noon money go to then, Urban? Because, I mean, you got him on there. You got the two dudes from USC, Linehart, who's been on the show, Reggie Bush.
Went to the bus.
Who's who? Jerome Bettis?
No, their actual bus that they traveled.
Oh. The physical bus. Okay, I understand. Maybe, or the robot. You think the robot got all the money? The Fox robot?
Got to think.
Yeah, you got to think so.
He's a sentient.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? I would sit on the bench with a clipboard and make all that money and be fine with it. But you don't know personality wise what somebody wants to do. I can say this shit. He's been in every fucking commercial I've seen in the NFL for the last 2 years.
Once you make that move, you can't go back either.
Right.
And he doesn't know, like, Romo's career was done. He just happened to be exceptional at doing that stuff. I mean, I expect Baker is super entertaining. I don't know if he's going to be, you would think it, with the amount, like he's at a physical disadvantage, so he's had to learn a lot of shit to make himself better, to make himself serviceable. So he probably he probably would be a really good analyst, mm-hmm. and he definitely has a good personality for being on camera and shit. But you never know if it's going to work. And like Bob said, he can probably average $5 million a year as a backup for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So why not?
Maybe. You know? Maybe. Somebody brought it up, and I was like, man, let me toss it around, because the Brady Quinn reference was great. It's a great comparison. We'll see. Next up, Jaguars against the Chargers. This is Chargers -7. Is Herbert playing? Is he healthy? Do we know? Is he still day-to-day? Because that's going to determine, obviously, who we bet on in this second
thing. Day-to-day still.
All right. Because, yeah. I mean, it looked like a nasty injury, and he looked like shit at the end of that game. He looked like he was in a lot of pain. As otherwise, Chargers -7 all day against the Jaguars, but I don't
and
know what's going to happen.
The greatest backup to ever live.
Bortles?
Chase Daniel.
Let's fucking go. Give me a Chase Daniel start.
He did come in for one play last week.
Beautiful handoff. Great handoff.
Beautiful handoff. He looked so lost out there. He looked like he did not want to be on the football field.
Why would he?
I've never seen an adult man panic on a football field that was actually a player where he was like, oh shit.
Nope.
I just have to go out here.
Yeah, his play per pay ratio went down because he had to go in for that.
It did.
Yeah, that's the problem. He hurts his stats by touching the field.
He looked like a cop that showed up to the situation without his gun.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh, fuck, I got to do stuff.
Yeah.
I just put these clothes on.
Is there a robbery going on?
That's not what he's getting paid to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not betting this game until there's more clarity.
Same.
On that.
I want some clarity on Herbert. If he plays, yes, I will bet the Chargers in this one. I'll take it down to 6.5 to be safe. Next up, we got the Rams and the Cardinals. I would have said this is going to be a great game, but I don't know who the Rams are, to be honest with you. This is Rams -3.5. The over-under is 48.5 in this one. I will definitely be teasing that down. But as far as taking this game, fuck, dude. Both of these teams, who knows? Week to week, it's kind of a mystery for these guys.
Well, they haven't. The run game hasn't really gotten started yet, and I can't tell if Stafford is hurt or if it's just a function of the run game not being good right now. So they're, you know, he's not getting the separation that he wants. But you know, they added Allen Robinson, which I think was an upgrade in their wide receiver team.
But he hasn't done dick. I have him on three of my teams in fantasy. He's not. I benched him.
Well, I'm not sure it's his fault necessarily, right? I don't know what if he's. I don't think he's dropping balls or anything. I just don't think.
He's just not getting thrown to. But so, it's strange.
The Rams are struggling right now.
Cooper Kupp, by the way, is on fire. 24 receptions, 236 yards, and 3 touchdowns through 2 games. Mm-hmm. If you have him in fantasy, chances are you're winning your league right now. I don't bet this, but I love that over under, and that's going to go on all my cards at 41.5 down there. I'm going to hike that on down the bunny trail and take that because one of these teams might cover it just on their own, just chucking the ball. Next up, Falcons against the Seahawks. Oof. These are two birds I wish would die.
Hmm.
Don't need to see this game or know about it.
Cordell Patterson, is another great fantasy year for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
161 yards rushing.
That's just rushing. It's not including his receiving, which he's a receiver.
Yep.
So,
if you have him in fantasy, it is the best flex play of all time, and it's rad. Drake London has looked pretty good for Atlanta, but, man, I don't touch this fucking game. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Who knows with these two shitbirds?
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself in a position to have to watch this game.
No.
Because that would be just – that would be upsetting.
And if you're coming after me in Drinking Bros Sports about the Falcons, know that I don't care. I know how awful we are. I don't watch any of these games. I mean, they're nowhere close to being on a television that I see, and I don't bet on any of these fucking games. So you can keep fucking throwing out 28-3 jokes all day long. They've been awful for years since that game, so I don't really care. I'll check back in when we start to be good, or at least care with the fucking ownership there. Next up, we got the Packers against the Buccaneers. On paper, this should be a great game. It is Tampa Bay -1. However, with the injuries for the wide receivers for the Buccaneers and then Mike Evans being out with a suspension, I have no idea. This spread is exactly where it should be, at -1. Because the Packers can't throw the goddamn ball. Brady's not going to be able to throw the ball. So then you're up against running backs for running backs here in this game, and I have no idea. I mean, the over-under is low as shit. For Rodgers against Brady, the over-under is 42?
Well, the last two games that they've played against each other, one in the regular season and 21 and one in the postseason, Brady didn't necessarily dominate the games, but Tampa Bay easily won both games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. Obviously, the circumstances are different now. I don't know about this. Like, the Packers are a legit top five defense. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But and the Buccaneers defense is pretty good, too, and their run game is pretty good. But
it's Cole Beasley.
I know that fucking Tom Brady has a lot of years of throwing to just okay receivers and making it work for him, but I don't see it here. I think the Packers are going to win this game.
I think they might. However, I don't bet on it just in case. There's plenty of other great games to bet on. This is not one of them, in my opinion.
Well, I'm going
to
take it
because of the unknown.
I'm going to take it Packers plus 7.
You can take it plus 8 if you wanted to. Ah, no, you couldn't. Yes, you could.
I'll take it at 7.
You can take it 8 in this one. And then that over-under, look, I had Brady in the under at 37 last week, and they didn't hit that, for Christ's sakes, against the Saints. So who fucking knows, dude? And then this Sunday night game is confusing. 49ers against the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Did they think Russell Wilson was going to be great this year? And they were like, oh, let's put him on primetime again. This is 2 out of 3 weeks for this guy in fucking primetime.
I think he is going to be good this year.
Russell Wilson?
It's going to take some time, yeah. Like he's never not been good when he's had talent around him.
Yeah, but Judy's out, right? Is he out for the year? I know they got Cortland Sutton, but is Judy out for the year? Because then they can just double him, and who else is there? I think they got a decent tight end there.
Judy is just questionable right now.
Yeah, x-rays came back negative.
Yeah.
I don't think
he's going to play this week, though.
Probably not. This spread is San Francisco minus 1.5. This is exactly where I think this spread should be, too. Vegas is doing a great job in these last two games. I don't bet this as well. I'm sorry. I don't.
I'm not going to bet
that. It's a coin toss. It really is. Russell Wilson could show up. Jimmy G is your starter now. He was your starter last year, so that's not really going to matter that much, in my opinion. He played virtually the whole game last week, so... Mm-hmm. He's ready to go. I could see him winning as well. Neither would surprise me. Last but not least, Cowboys fans, it's you. It's you. You're on the Monday night game. Congratulations. This is the Cowboys against the Giants, who are surprisingly 2-0. And the Giants are minus 1 in this game. This is a desperation. I've lost all my bets for the entire weekend game, and now I'm trying to make it back on this. Cooper Rush against Daniel Jones. Matchup of the century. Matchup of the fucking century. Who fucking knows? It's at New York. What do you think?
Cowboys are middle of the pack in run defense. They may have the best defensive player in the league right now. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's hard to say between Aaron Donald and Von Miller showed out this year, but Micah Parsons is fucking good.
Yeah,
I kind of think the Cowboys are going to win this game.
All right. There's a weird story though I want to chat about real quick on this. It's Kenny Golladay, and I don't know if he's going to play. They paid him a decent salary to come to the Giants, but he didn't have a catch. And they're not throwing the ball for some reason. So the rumor is that he cleared out his locker at the end of the game and then took a fucking Uber home. Bob, can you post see if there's a picture of this? I heard there was a picture of him getting into an Uber after a game. I don't know if that's true or not. He released a statement that said, "I came here to play." He's got 2 catches, 2 targets for 22 yards on the year. He's not that great to be walking away from $18 million. I mean, that's fucking insane to me. And you are 2-0, so what are you bitching about? You're winning, at least, you know? If you were 0-2 and you weren't getting the ball, fine, but you have won both games, so what the fuck, bro?
I mean, the full seasons he's played before he came to the Giants, he's a 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah.
And he came to the Giants last year. He only got targeted 76 times and with 37 completions. I don't know how many drops he had, but I'm guessing most of that is on Danny Dimes.
Sure is.
Because he's not a real quarterback. But I'm not sure, you know, if you're under contract like this in the middle of the season, like, you had plenty of time before the season to know that he sucked and to leverage your position to try to demand a trade or something. I don't know why you would do it right now.
I'm reading further into this. He says, I should be playing regardless. He told reporters about receiving just two snaps against Carolina. So he was only in the game twice?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It could be a shitty attitude.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is there a picture of that Uber thing, or is that a rumor?
I'm not finding him. Let me check Twitter.
Okay. I don't know much about this guy. I know he was pretty goddamn good up in Detroit, but it was Detroit. I drafted him on fantasy 1 year, and then he got hurt and kind of fucked me. But I don't know if he's got an attitude problem. I haven't heard. Was that him, the prisoner there? There was a prisoner in that shot, Bob. Was that him?
What, this?
Yeah.
That's him in the locker room.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah. So just saying I should be playing.
Oh, gotcha. Looked like he was wearing a prison outfit. I apologize. Again, from this distance, guys,
nope.
It's tough to see, you know. Prison outfit, transvestite, it's really, really difficult to see, and I wish you could be here to see it. This big.
It's about eight feet?
Nah, not even close. Probably more than 36, probably about 36 feet away. So who knows for sure, can't say. But we're at the end of the show, Bob, so we can't sit here all night and have you look for it, all right? I love you.
May not exist. I don't know.
I think it does. A listener hit me up about it, and I was like, we'll chat about it and get into it. But at -1, do you put anything on this game unless you're desperate at the end?
No.
All right. Same. If I'm desperate at the end of the nights or the end of the weekend, maybe check back in Drinking Bros Sports. But hopefully it won't come to that, because if I'm betting this game, it's dark, dark times, friend, and Godspeed. All right, Godspeed. That's how people strangle bait to death, all right, is betting on a game like this. And before it starts, you don't even have to know who won the bet, you or your bookie. You don't have to know that. You know that you bet the game, and then you're going to strangle bait to death because you don't deserve to live anymore. And that's how we're going to end the show. Go to mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros, doubles your deposit all the way up to $1,000 with the promo code Drinking Bros. There. D'Anthony, fun season so far. Hard to gamble on, though. Kids, hard to gamble on. So I'm taking a lot of teasers. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Week 3 Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.